Nevada has the nation's highest rate of foreclosures. Senator Hillary Clinton in Las Vegas yesterday spoke to that.
We've got to do everything we can to keep people from losing their homes. 2 million families in the last 2 years have been foreclosed on. If we're not careful, we're going to have many more.
Also in Las Vegas, seeing the reality up close is real estate agent Kurt Lehman. I asked him just how bad the Vegas market is.
Well, for me, I'm just took a full-time job in another industry. I still have my license and I have one listing, but real estate is not providing me any income.
You have one listing?
Mm-hmm. At it for about 9 months.
Oh, my goodness. And when did you see the necessity to go out and find another job?
Oh, about a year and a half ago. So I keep my license active, but I'm just kind of trying to ride it out. It's gotten a lot worse than I ever thought it would.
How many of your colleagues are also looking for other work and have very few listings?
They're expecting right now, actually, yesterday was the last day to renew the National Association of Realtors dues. And if you don't, you don't get MLS access anymore. In other words, you can't actually look up houses in the MLS. You can still be an agent. But they were anticipating another 10% to drop. And I think that the number of licensees has dropped from, and I'm not an expert on this, but I would say from 15,000 to probably around 11 now. We'll see how many don't renew. But it's probably, when it's all over, going to be about a 30 to 35% fallout from where it was at in 04 of active agents.
Wow. So a third of the active agents will be effectively out of the business?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe guesstimate, yeah.
So when you say it's gotten worse than you ever anticipated, what do you mean by that?
Well, prices were going ridiculously high. We had appreciation of, 50% a year in over 18 months in some areas, and the prices just went beyond sustainability. They were held up by frenzy and easy money, which we read about in the paper every day, and now that the backlash is happening. The thing that made it worse than I ever anticipated was the depth of the subprime fallout. I mean, mm-hmm. There were so many people that shouldn't have gotten mortgages that did, that are losing their houses now. I just felt, prices have got to come down 5 or 10%, but I didn't anticipate the subprime disaster.
When you look around Las Vegas and you drive through the neighborhoods, do you wonder when it's going to come back, and do you have any idea?
I don't look for a comeback. I just look for it to hit bottom and get back to whatever normal was, which for Las Vegas, normal was either really flat or 1, 2, 3% a year appreciation in home value.
Did you hear Senator Clinton yesterday speaking in Las Vegas? She addressed this issue.
I caught a bit of her stuff. Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Uh-huh.
You don't want me to comment. Whatever I say, I'm sure you won't put it on the radio.
Well, I'm wondering, do you look to the presidential candidates, any of them, to solve this mess?
The only presidential candidate I support is Ron Paul. And I don't think it's government. I don't think it's government interference one way or the other is part of the problem. And that's a whole other story. I don't really look for some presidential candidate to come along and wave a magic wand and say how he or she is going to fix a social problem. I think it's part of the same old smoke and mirrors that keeps us in this mess.
So after this bottoms out and the smoke clears and the dust settles down, or whatever cliche you want to throw at this, do you think you'll get back into the business?
Yeah, I think I possibly will. I mean, I've been at it a long time. I have a lot of contacts, and it's something I was pretty good at. I mean, I'm just cruising right now in a nice steady job where I get a paycheck every week.
Okay, great.
But yeah, I could see myself coming back.
Kurt Lehman is a real estate agent, at least for now, joining us from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks.
All right, Madeline.